Time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done. It's about what you do.
Hi, and welcome to Get You Fit Radio with your host, Irene Cook, the radio show that keeps you healthy and helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. Well, trick-or-treating is just around the corner, and everybody loves some candy. Everybody loves some trick-or-treat, but nobody loves to be the fool of the trick of the treat. So today's show is going to be about, are you being tricked when you think you are having a healthy treat? If you're looking to further your better body goals, would you eat a candy bar every day? Good question. How about a high protein snack or a protein bar? We're sure the latter sounds more beneficial, but unfortunately, most protein bars on the market are loaded with more of the waist-widening sweet stuff than a Snicker bar. And because you consider them health food, you can eat them every day, or at least people often do eat them every day. They are more likely to hamper your waistline and tone up the efforts of you meeting your weight loss goals. Whether you're looking for a nutritious on-the-go option to tie you over between meals, or something to maintain your muscle mass between workouts, a low-sugar, high-protein snack is a game-changer. But you have to pick the right one. So I'm going to tell you some optimal choices that you can make to help you pick the right protein bar or snack so that you don't get fooled. Here's the scoop. 8 out of 10 nutritional bars aren't Get You Fit approved. So what is Get You Fit approved? Get You Fit approved is when something, in my opinion, is nutritious, delicious, and fits the criteria of what most nutritionists consider to be healthy. Now, something can be healthy and have good nutrients and ingredients, but it can contain a lot of sugar. So don't be confused by the two. And don't get me wrong, just because something has a lot of sugar doesn't mean that it is bad for you. They're all very nutritious, and they're made with amazing ingredients that contain vitamins and minerals, such as protein, flax seeds, chia seeds, antioxidants, fiber, and all kinds of wonderful things that do your body good. And they taste amazing, too. Some of them even taste like candy because of all the sugar content. So I just want you to be aware of what you're eating and make sure that you understand the amount of sugar you're taking in if you happen to pick up a bar that does contain a lot of corn syrups, additives, or colors of preservatives that you don't want to necessarily take in. Here's the raw truth. Look it up for yourself. $1 billion in sales this last year of these healthy bars. And they are convenient. They are delicious. I use them myself. They're perfectly safe for kids to use. In fact, a lot of these manufacturers even have created separate lines for just kids. And I would rather have my kids eating some of these bars than a lot of the snacks that are out there, such as chips that are loaded in trans fats. But what are some of the favorites and what are the ones that are out there? And more importantly, which are the ones that are loaded in sugar? Well, first of all, I'm going to highlight the ones that I really, really like. I'm going to tell you which ones are the best choices and what you can do with the ones that I prefer, and which ones that you should watch out for as far as higher in sugar, and which ones are good to use after a workout, which ones are good to use if you are looking to lose weight, and which ones are good to use if you're looking to gain muscle. Because that's one thing about these bars, is that they do all have a different purpose, and they all do suit a different purpose. So don't be confused when you pick up these bars. They are not all for weight loss. One of the very common misconceptions that I have found with these nutritional bars is people think they help them lose weight. So here is the newsflash. Nothing will help you lose weight except for the magic of food and exercise. So don't think that picking up a bar and replacing your meal with one of these bars is going to be the answer, because that is not going to solve your problem, okay? So some of the more popular ones, and I'm taking these off the list of consumer reports of sales and which ones were highest ranked in sales for 2018, which, by the way, it is projected that by 2024, $2 billion in sales of nutritional bars is expected because of this boom. So the RX bar. RX bar actually is a great story. The person that invented the RX bar did it because he had a lot of allergies and was very frustrated because of the components, and a lot of the bars that were out there had a lot of preservatives and additives. So he came up with this simple, clean bar. And if you look at the ingredients, it's just that. It's very simple, clean, made with mostly dates, egg whites, and whatever the other flavor is. So for example, if it's blueberry, there'll be blueberries in there. If it's raspberry, there'll be raspberries in there. Oats will have oats in there, peanut butter there, and so forth. The label is very simple, and it's very clean and crisp. They're about 250 calories each at 7 grams of fat, 15 grams of protein, and 32 carbs. However, there are 25 sugars in this bar. So this particular bar would be great to use if you are a runner and you are going to go on a run, if you're going to do an endurance event or you're going on a long bike ride, a hike. It is a great one to use if you feel like your blood sugar is dropping and you need a little boost in the middle of the day. 15 grams of protein is about the same as 2 eggs and a 3-ounce chicken breast. As far as sugars go, this is parallel to a Kit Kat bar. So be aware of that when you are picking up this bar, because the sugar content is high on that. And I don't want you to be confused if you are trying to lose weight, because 25 grams of sugar is a little bit on the high end if you're looking at this for weight loss, or if you are someone whose doctor has asked them to watch your sugars, if you're pre-diabetic. This probably would not be the best choice, unless, of course, you are going on a long hike, bike ride, run, therefore. Okay, next one up to bat, Kind bars. Kind bars are very popular. They are very powerful because they have amazing ingredients such as almonds, dark chocolate, honey, molasses. They do have a little bit higher of a calorie count, but the range of these bars is between 150 and 230 calories. They do pack an impressive amount of protein, so they do take off the edge of hunger in the middle of the day. The reason I like these bars is they're basically all nuts. So if you are somebody that enjoys almonds, cashews, this would be a great, great choice. Another nice thing about these is they're available in savory options, so they're not always sweet. They do come in varieties such as, I'm trying to think, a chipotle flavor, I think, was one of them. Caramel almond, sea salt, peanut butter, dark chocolate. But again, look at the sugars, because some of them are as low as 8 grams of sugar. And if you happen to pick up the flavor that is 8, then that would be a great one if you are on a weight loss program or if you are someone that's watching your sugar levels. But if you happen to pick up the one that is the caramel apple almond extravaganza, that one chimes in at 20 grams of sugar, and that one is equivalent to a payday bar. So, trick or treats, be careful with that. Once again, if you are not trying to lose weight or you just had this amazing workout, you got off your Peloton bike and you burned 500 calories and you're looking for a sweet treat, take off the edge of your sweet tooth, by all means, great, great choice. Some other options that you can have, again, don't be steered away from your refrigerator. You can go into your refrigerator and put together a sweet treat by throwing some Greek yogurt together and some honey and some nuts and some berries. And you could have a very equivalent, very parallel meal to one of these bars as well. So one thing about these bars is I have personally found that our society is starting to lean on them a lot. And we've become lazy and we've become dependent on them. So instead of making this yogurt, we grab these bars. And the more we grab them, the more we depend on them. And it becomes our habit. So one thing that I actually have my clients do is I don't allow them for the first month to use nutrition bars because I want them to establish the habits of making meals. Because just like I said at the very beginning of the show, if you're looking to lose weight, the best way to do it is diet and exercise. But since we're talking about bars, and I promised you that I would go through my list of the popular bars, I'm going to talk about the one that I love the most. My favorite is the Quest Bar. Quest Bar comes in at 20 to 25 grams of protein, which is amazing. That is equivalent to 4 to 5 ounces of chicken or a can of tuna fish. It's a lot. In addition to that, the Quest Bar has about 14 grams of fiber, which is amazing. And they come in an abundance of flavors. The one thing I have to warn you about, the sugars are very, very low. So if you're diabetic, if you're watching your waistline, great. But they do contain a sugar alcohol, which is a fake sugar. And a lot of people are fine with consuming the sugar. Usually, if you have one of these a day, it won't affect you, but people that overconsume this product might experience bloating. They might experience stomach upset. And this is written right on the label. It says it flat right on there. Overconsumption of this product might lead to upset stomach. So just be very careful with that and start looking at those labels and looking for this sugar alcohol. It will be stated on the nutritional label as a sugar. However, your body does not process that as a sugar, and it will not cause weight gain. So if you're just joining us, trick or treat, we're talking about healthy bars, healthy bar options, and what to look for when you are picking up a on-the-go nutritional bar. I was just talking about the Quest Bar. My favorite flavor is the double chocolate chip cookie. And if you want to be completely blown away, throw it in the microwave for about 30 seconds. It is amazing. Again, look at the ingredients. So comparing this one to some of the ones that I talked about earlier on the show, this one does have a longer list of ingredients. It does have some preservatives and some additives in there that some of the other ones don't have. But the sugar content is a lot lower. So, you know, it's a toss-up. It's a really a personal choice. And if it is something that doesn't bother your stomach, and if it's something that fits with your goals, and again, this is a great one if you're looking to lose weight, but I will caution you, and this is my golden rule for my clients, habits are everything. Try not to depend on this. So if you find yourself eating more than 4 or 5 of these bars a week, then I would say you're depending on them. If you are using these bars as a meal supplement, then you are depending on them. If you are craving these bars and you are waking up in the morning and you are selecting to eat one of these bars instead of a breakfast when you actually have time to make a meal, then I would say you are eating them too much. And I would be lying to you if I would tell you that that has not happened to me. I vividly remember a time where I would get up in the morning and I would just want my bar and it, because they're so good. But I got away from making my meals, and there is nothing better for you than actual real food. Another really great bar out there is the MetRx Protein Plus Bar. This one's a lot higher in calories. It comes in at 320 calories. However, it has 30 grams of protein. So, guys, if you are a lifter, if you are someone who is lifting weights and you're looking to pack on some muscle, this is the bar for you. Ladies, this isn't going to bulk you up, so don't think that eating this bar is going to create the Hulk look on you. It won't. It might give you a stomach ache because 30 grams of protein is a lot. It would be equivalent to eating a 6 to 8 ounce steak. And, you know, when you eat a lot of protein, how it just kind of sits in your stomach, it's a lot. So my suggestion is if you happen to buy one of these, because this particular one can be found anywhere, 7-Eleven, Walgreens, Walmart. Actually, most of these that I've named today can be available pretty much anywhere. You don't have to eat the whole thing at once. In fact, I often will break it in half, have half as a snack, and eat the other half later. This particular one is a little higher in sodium, and that's just something that you don't think to look at when you are looking at a bar. But particularly this one does have 13% of your sodium daily intake, which, again, always look at the nutrition. Don't want to be fooled by any of this. But this one also does come in really high in sugar. But if you are powerlifting, if you just had an amazing workout, you can afford to have that extra sugar. Your body will burn it off. Optimally, after you work out and you've had a great workout and you've exerted yourself, what happens is once you consume sugar, your body will burn it. It is no different than taking a drop of water and throwing it on a hot skillet. It just singes away. And that is something that you should take advantage of when you have had a really good workout. But don't be fooled. That doesn't happen when you go to the gym and you glide on the elliptical and don't get your heart rate up. There's a difference there. Your body will not burn the 25 grams of sugar when you don't get that heart rate up. So having one of these bars with all of the sugar in it will burn if you've had an intense workout. So there's a time and there's a place for having one of these bars. Just like marathon runners, when they're done with a race, we eat bananas and we eat bagels and we eat all of these high sugar things to replenish our bodies for all of the calories that we burned. If you're trying to lose weight, I would steer away from anything that is high in sugar. So while nutrition bars can be part of a busy and healthy lifestyle, there are a few good reasons why you should always stock your cupboards with real food, like I said earlier. Certainly having these on hand is a great idea. Always look at the ingredients. Some of them are made with really low quality ingredients. The ones I named today are on the higher end. They're very popular. They're made with very high quality ingredients. You won't be steered wrong. But if you go down the aisles of some of our grocery stores, there are hundreds and hundreds of these bars. And again, they can cause digestive distress. They can prevent absorption of important nutrients. And I just want you to be aware of what you are taking in. So look at the ingredients. And if you can't pronounce half of them, then I would put that down and pick up another one. These bars are not cheap. So if you grab one that is inexpensive, that might be a warning to you that the ingredients in that one might not be up to par. To help you avoid these, grab the healthiest ones that you can find and Google based on the ingredients lists. Educate yourself. Make sure the nutrients are balanced. Make sure the sugar content is not high, and make sure the protein levels are up to par. Your bar should be 15 grams of protein or higher, and your sugar content should be under 10 if you are trying to lose weight. Keep in mind, everybody has different needs. So if you are a marathon runner, by all means, you could eat a Clif bar. A Clif bar has more sugar than a Milky Way bar. But if you are a runner, you need that sugar to sustain that activity. If you are someone that is trying to lose weight, that is the last one that you should try to eat. However, they are very tasty. They are amazing. And if you love them, then certainly work them into your food plan. But don't think they're going to help you with waste management. Get you safe bar guidelines. Like I said, 20 grams of protein is optimal, but don't go for more than that. Bigger isn't necessarily better. A lot of these companies sometimes like to slap these really high protein levels on these bars to get you to buy them. But like I said earlier, your body can't consume more than can digest. So you're going to end up getting a stomach ache. Don't feel like you have to eat the whole thing at once. And the most important advice that I can give you is eat real food. The best thing you can do for yourself is create habits that are sustainable and realistic. It doesn't require extreme feats of willpower or monk-like aversion to have these indulgences. Sure, you are always going to be in a situation where you are going to need this quick go-to. It just needs a little planning. But I'm also a firm believer that if you make these snacks at home and you have them to go, having a balance of real food and these healthy nutritional bars will keep your life balanced, and it'll save you a lot of money as well. A lot of these bars chalk up to about $4 a bar, and believe me, they are really, really good. So be careful in the snack aisle. Many of these chocolate-covered treats are like candy bars. One more thing, in the granola bar aisle, the cereal aisle, be really careful. There's a difference between the protein health snack bars and the cereal bars. Cereal bars are basically candy bars. Those, if you look at the sugar content of those, these have M&Ms in them. These have, I've seen gummy bears in them. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that these cereal bars are basically candy. They're not going to keep you full. Some of these have basically no protein in them. Look at the labels. And next time you're at the grocery store, grab a stockpile of your favorite ones, stash them in your car, stash them in your purse, and certainly eat real food. My favorites are yogurt, peanut butter, almonds. Grab yourself some of those tortillas, spread some almond butter on there, some peanut butter on there. You can even throw some fresh berries on there and roll them up like a big old cigar, put them in the freezer. Did I just say cigar? I said cigar. That's silly. Who does cigars anymore? put them in the freezer, and you can grab those on the go as well. Your kids will like them, and they will have a lot more fiber in them as well, and you will enjoy them. So, trick or treat, if you're going to eat candy, eat candy. Just be aware that you're eating candy. If you're going to eat a nutritional bar, just know that you're getting protein and don't be fooled. Hope everybody has a safe and healthy holiday.
Time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here.